Sponsors, including the U of I Community Credit Union, Show Your Spirit with Alana Visa Rewards Card, Rosati's Pizza, located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and Dogtown Heating and Air.
It's NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions are...
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They'll try twice at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. New attempts tomorrow to end the partial government shutdown now in its second month.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, but Democrats are pushing their own plan. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, House Democrats passed a plan that would reopen the government for 2 weeks, but it doesn't include any border security money. The Senate will also take up President Trump's proposal to offer protections for immigrants brought here illegally as children in exchange for $5.7 billion in border funding. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer.
The president didn't ask what Democrats needed in a bill to achieve our support. He simply laid his proposal down on the table and proclaimed a compromise.
Neither proposal expected to meet the 60-vote threshold needed in the Senate to advance. Dave.
Rachel, there's yet another Democrat who wants to be president, someone you've probably never heard of. Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
The show in Washington right now is exhausting. The corruption, the fighting, the lying, the crisis, it's got to end.
That's in Buttigieg's video announcing his exploratory committee for 2020 run. He's 37, openly gay, and Navy veteran who served in the Afghanistan war. He's back to class today at Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky after all the controversy a viral video caused showing students in a confrontation with a Native American activist at a Washington rally last week.
I think that closing the school down yesterday was a good move to play it safe, but I think today everybody, I think they're ready to go back.
Sam Schroeder. A drone caused turbulence in New Jersey, affecting flights approaching Newark Airport.
We missed the drone by about 30 feet off our right wing.
That's a United pilot, courtesy of liveatc.net. The drone was spotted about 3,500 feet. Other flights were not allowed to land for a short time. The drone operated, though not found. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
It's been nearly a year since the shooting spree at the high school in Parkland, Florida that left 17 students and adults dead. And some of the victims' relatives have been traumatized again by a man threatening them online.
He used Instagram, prosecutors say, to threaten relatives and friends of victims of last year's massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. Now, California man Brandon Fleury has been charged with cyberstalking and making threats in interstate communications. They say he sent kidnapping threats and taunts like, "I killed your sister, it was fun," posting from several accounts with names like "Nicholas killed your sister," referring to confessed shooter Nicholas Cruz. The FBI says Fleury didn't show remorse, but said he wouldn't have followed through on the threats. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
They are done picketing in Los Angeles. Teachers will be back in class today. Their strike is over after affecting six school days.
Union President Alex Caputo Pearl, who'd been extremely critical of the district, told the teachers they'd reached a good deal. At a rally downtown, it sounded like many of the teachers were going to ratify the contract.
It is very rare that you go to the bargaining table with as many demands as we had, and you win almost every single one of them.
Caputo Pearl said class sizes are being reduced, and a clause that used to allow the district to raise class sizes when they wanted is now gone. The district president, Austin Buettner, said they'd always wanted the same things, but it was about where to get the money to do them. Buettner says they are now getting funding help from the county and state. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
It was ratified by more than 80% of the teachers who voted. Meanwhile, teachers in Denver may walk out of school next. They voted to go on strike maybe as soon as next week. On Wall Street, a rebound may be brewing. Dow futures up nearly 200 the morning after the Dow plunged 301 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news. Good morning. Brought to you by your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team, Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District has missed out on $25 million in two federal grants for the Yards redevelopment project. WCIA says more than 800 applications went in for the build grant, which ultimately went to 90 applicants. The Yards project is an 11-acre project surrounding the Illinois Terminal building. It would include a hotel, office space, and convention space. It's expected to cost up to $200 million to finish. An 85-year-old Urbana man is accused of molesting children who were in his care. Lee Party has been issued a summons to appear in court in February on two counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. The charges are for incidents alleged to have happened more than 15 years ago. The News Gazette says in mid-December, two women reported numerous incidents of past criminal sexual assaults allegedly committed by Party. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gibbs with Illinois National Bank. Spring is on the horizon. I can hear the birds singing, the smell of fresh grass. Okay, well, we still have a few weeks to go, but it will be here soon. We're always here for you, Illinois National Bank. Thinking about buying that first home in 2019? Maybe you're upgrading for more space. We're here to help you secure that perfect mortgage that's just right for you. Connect with me, Justin Gensler, at IllinoisNationalBank.com.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your weather, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Light rain and fog, and we're at our high. We're at 38 right now, and temperatures dropping down to 16 with cloudy conditions tonight. But precipitation mainly in the morning hours. We've got cloudy and breezy conditions in the forecast for tomorrow. High 26, low 3 below zero. 12 the high on Friday with sunshine. Then a 40% chance of snow coming our way. 7 our low on Friday night. Up to 18 on Saturday, starting out partly cloudy. Then another chance for some snow. Again, we're at 38 with the light rain and fog on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you listening. It's Wednesday. We have basketball tonight.
Yep.
Illinois, Wisconsin. It's an 8 o'clock game. The Illini facing Ethan Happ, the Wisconsin star.
Would you believe Wisconsin has won the last 13 against the Illini?
That kind of hurts me.
That does. Mm-hmm. Back in 2011 was the last time we beat those stinking Badgers.
What a change since Lou Henson retired in 1996. It's been 23 years, and boy, has the consistency been gone. From Fighting Illini Sports, Lou was there 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
We knew what we had. We knew how it was going to be.
Lou Henson celebrated his birthday while you were gone.
Heard about that,
87.
Yeah.
On January 10th.
Anyway, Lon Kruger took over for Lou. Then it was Bill Self. Then it was Bruce Weber. Then it was John Gross. And then it was Brett Underwood. It's a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what happens tonight. We're in a full rebuild. But, again, this team can flash up and bite you, and that's kind of the threat we'll be for the rest of the way, kind of a team. You'll beat by 25, or maybe we'll snap up and bite, which
that's
can
right.
happen to young team and
uh-huh.
go up and down. All right, so that's tonight at 8 o'clock, uh-huh. ESPN 93.5. It's going to be on the Big Ten Network if you want to watch.
That's right.
Okay, so I remember last night I got home trying to stay awake. John Decker said if you have jet lag, don't sleep during the day. And so I got home, made it till dark, and then at 7:30, Janet was on the couch, and I laid down on another couch, and I said, yeah, I don't want to fall asleep. That's the last I remember.
Like until 5:30,
5 a.m., yeah.
Okay.
So I've got to sleep.
Okay,
feel pretty good.
I feel a little better this morning.
No, I've been, somebody here asked me when was the last time I slept, and I think it was January 18th or 19th. because you're just so out of whack, and then in leading groups,
right,
your brain's working.
You just feel responsible.
Well, and you have to get the bags by 6 a.m. Got to make sure they're having breakfast by 6:25. Bus has to leave at 10:10, and you got to get them all on.
You are the shepherd. The 20 people are your sheep.
Yeah.
And we're in Asia, and they're depending on me.
And it's just a little more difficult because it's not like just catch the next plane.
Uh-huh.
It's just a long way from home.
Yeah.
And it's literally on the other side of the world. Have you seen a globe lately? If you look at the globe and look at the United States, we're not that big. If you think of Australia and Asia, I think all of Australia matches the U.S. or bigger.
Huh.
It's big. And Asia is ginormous with a lot of, we're just on the other side. I mean, just go on the other whole side of the world.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing. We were able to watch on the plane the flight track of where we were going.
Right.
We had a 200-mile-an-hour tailwind for part of our trip coming home. And at times, we were hitting 754 miles an hour.
Wow.
It was something. Because you go that direction with the jet stream, sometimes you catch on. When we were going over, I think we flew over the Bering Strait. I mean, we went straight over the top.
I see.
Into Shanghai. But it was kind of fun to track and see your ground speed and all these other things and how many miles you travel, how many do you have to go. And, you know, on the flight over, you're looking, okay, let's see, 8 hours left. We're not even halfway, okay?
Yeah. Sometimes
eight more hours.
It can be grueling, especially if you're in a seat where it's kind of tight with people on either side of you, and you just can't get that comfortable spot to rest.
Just tough. And then going over the plane we had, both Benjamin and I had seats that were broken. So you lean back, and when you lean forward, it came forward with you.
Oh.
So we couldn't really recline. And then you're looking always at the bathrooms as far as when they're available.
Right.
And it's pretty consistent. On a plane with 300 people, it's generally always full because they're feeding you like two or three times.
Uh-huh.
And so you have to pop up and go to the restroom when it's, and you know late in the trip, the bathroom's no good. It's just, you got people, you know? And there's no janitor aboard.
That's right.
So you do have that. Anyway, I wanted to tell you, we went to this one market in Shanghai. The AP market, they had an eyeglass place. They weren't optometrists or anything like that. But if you brought a prescription, they could make you glasses. And the last pair of glasses we bought for Benjamin were like $650. And
do they do any tests?
No testing. If you have the prescription.
You got to have it ready.
You have to have a prescription. And bifocals are a little more complicated.
I'm surprised you guys had that with you.
Well, Janet brought it because she had talked to a flight attendant who goes there all the time.
I see.
And it's a very nice young couple, young Chinese couple. So we gave her the prescriptions, and we got lenses and frames for $25.
That's awesome.
And we paid $600 per pair, which is what we paid last. We bought 15 pairs of glasses.
Here in America.
$380 what I paid for $9,400 in the value of what we did.
Wow.
And so we had prescription sunglasses. We made them all.
Wow, shoot.
And
I would have thought of that.
Well, and again,
my needs the glasses these days.
Apparently, American Airlines and United captains, pilots, flight attendants, they all go there.
Okay.
Every time they go to Shanghai, they run over there and get $50, two pairs of glasses.
Huh.
And, you know, are they the same frames you get here? It might be a little thinner. I don't know, but they sure seem to be working for us.
Okay.
And anyway, that was kind of a cool savings. I couldn't obviously use my health savings account for that.
Right.
That's okay.
Okay.
But that was part of the shopping experience in Shanghai. And the thing that really caught my attention was everybody was at least cordial and professional, if not over the top with good service. Respectful. In Singapore, you know, when you hand somebody something, they look at you with two hands like a piece of paper and nod and hand it back to you.
Mm.
Interesting.
Two hands.
Interesting. In like a credit card, two hands,
okay,
nod right in front of your hand. It was in the Arab district, mostly Muslim. But we hung out in the Arab district probably more than anything in Singapore. But it was, you know, some of the customs and cultures and things you learn and pick up. Pretty darn interesting. Okay, so what's going on? The government's still shut down. We followed that as we were traveling.
Uh-huh.
As far as people asking questions, I didn't get anybody asking me anything about anything. How's your president? You know, this
I mean, why would they?
Well, because
I mean, I'm an American, and I'm tired of this.
Well, and you know, because you generally have there's an opinion about Donald Trump, and very, very few of the opinions are based on a lot of fact. There might be an anecdote that they heard or thought about, or maybe he just looks mean, or maybe he's just looks whatever. But very little of anything anymore is based on actual fact. We'll talk about that in a moment. Quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5, sports headlines next.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Over 40 years ago, I read Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and it had a very positive impact on my life. One of the principles in the book is to find the good in people and affirm it. But we humans generally have what the scientists call the brain's negativity bias, so we're more likely to notice the bad qualities in others rather than the good ones. The things that worry or annoy us or make us critical. Psychologist and author Rick Hansen says we ought to see the good in others. Otherwise, we would feel surrounded by lots of bad qualities, would naturally feel less supported and less safe. Plus, in a circular way, when another person gets the feeling that we don't really see the good in them, they are less likely to take the time to see the good in us. Seeing the good in others is a simple but very powerful way to feel happier, more confident, and become more loving and more productive in the world. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Washington Savoy, online, drivechampagne.com.
This health insurance deductible is sky high. You should consider a health savings account. This is Brittany Kluver with Prospect Bank. A HSA is designed to cover medical expenses for people just like you who have high deductible insurance plans. With the Prospect Bank HSA, you get a checking account with debit card and online banking access. And you can earn up to 1.25% APY. Check out this new opportunity by visiting bankprospect.com or our location in Gilman and Watsika. Member FDIC.
All right, 717, Lowell Hamilton bobblehead night tonight.
Yeah.
I was there. How many people were at a high school championship game in 19-whatever and watched Lowell Hamilton with Providence St. Mel dominate Class A? He was 6'7", didn't play a lick of defense, but he swatted balls all over the place.
Right.
And, of course, Lou taught him how to play defense. He's part of the Flying Illini.
Uh-huh, 30th anniversary of that, and that's kind of why we're unveiling these bobbleheads. They're available the next day at Game Day Spirit while supplies last, but pretty cool for some of the fans walking in today to get that bobblehead. This is the third, and we've got a couple of more coming up. So good stuff happening with the Department of Athletics. Illinois and Wisconsin, as I mentioned earlier, Badgers are on a 6-13 win streak. And this is one of the records. It dates back to 2011.
They beat us 13 times in a row.
Right. Yep. So Big Ten Network tonight at 8 o'clock. Last night, Northwestern over Indiana, 73-66. Number 5, Michigan over Minnesota in a tight one. It was right down to the buzzer, 59-57. That Minnesota team, you just never know. I mean, we found them flat and got our win from them. But anyway. Kansas State ended up beating number 14, Texas Tech, so that means Bruce Weber was a winner last night, 58-45. NIU ended up beating number 14, Buffalo, 77-75. Alabama beat number 20, Ole Miss, 74-53. And South Carolina over number 16, Auburn, 80-77. A lot of upsets last night on some of these ranked teams, so maybe that'll spin off to the Illini as we face Wisconsin tonight. NHL action will have the Blues and Anaheim Ducks. Blackhawks win in a shootout over the New York Islanders 3-2 yesterday. NBA action tonight has the Indiana Pacers and Toronto Raptors going at it, along with the Chicago Bulls and Atlanta Hawks. So what's happening NFL-wise down in New Orleans? The Saints fans are so upset over that blown call that they want to sue the NFL.
Sure, why not? Then in 6 years, they'll find out that Tom Brady didn't win another Super Bowl, and they'll have to retract it and take the banner down.
Okay.
Here's your weather. ESPN 93.5 brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. I had a moment ago. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Neal Street Champagne, high quality, low prices. Best customer service around. Yeah. Find them online. Dick of...
Appliance-world.com.
Okay, it's not Dick Appliance. It's appliance-world.com. All right.
We got a high 39, a low 16, foggy, light rain, and it's happening in the morning but cloudy by tonight. Tomorrow's high 26, low 3 below 0, up to 12 on Friday with partly sunny conditions. 38 now on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Network. Corporate America is reporting upbeat business this morning. Comcast's recent quarter was stronger than expected, helped by its NBC Universal broadcast movie and theme park business and its high-speed internet service. IBM says its Watson artificial intelligence and cloud computing units helped it to a strong quarter. And United Technologies business was also better than expected. Its products include aircraft engines and Otis elevators. Subaru is temporarily shutting down two factories in Japan because of a possible problem with its power steering. It's still investigating the issue. The shutdown is expected to last until at least Monday. The plants make various models, many of them exported to the U.S. Target says it will be accepting Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Google Pay and contactless credit cards so you can wave over a reader to pay. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Laura Ingraham on Fox News Channel.
I think we deliver real, honest, strong opinion day after day, night after night on Fox, and the viewers expect that. They know with me they're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack, but I'll also be fair. It's a place where we have real debate, and we really respect the traditions that made this country great.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Dare to Dream, Dream to Build event. Friday, February 8th at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign, hosted by the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois, benefiting Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and Build My Future. For tickets, visit daretodream2019.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3717 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hi, it's Stevie. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. Well, I mentioned about the, you know, what based on what is real, what is not real. When you see what happened with these high school kids, and the real truth of things, you know, I've concluded that about 3% of the country, three out of 100, kind of knows, well, but they said that and then they said that. You're just too busy to absorb all the news.
Well, I've seen the video, as many people have, but we just didn't know the story behind
it. Well, these high school kids from wherever they were from, in Kentucky. So they're at the March for Life. Nathaniel and Janet were part of STM's March for Life when Obama was inaugurated back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And so they were there. It's a very big thing, particularly for Catholics, to go and rally at the Lincoln Memorial. So here are these guys. It looks like they're taunting or goofing around with this American Indian.
Mm-hmm.
But the backstory was that they were being absolutely excoriated by the Black Hebrews and called names I can't repeat on the air of these 16, 17-year-old kids because they had Make America Great Again hats.
I see.
So they were going crazy at them. Then the guy comes over beating his drum in his face. They stand there. He said, well, he's smirking. The guy handled it pretty well, considering there's a pretty old guy with a drum beating it in his face. And so these guys can't even go back to school because of the death threats.
Covington Catholic High School, going back to school today, but you're right. They, you know, couldn't even go back to school because of the public outcry? I don't get it.
Well, we have crossed the line here when you can't wear a hat supporting a political cause. If I wore Obama shirt that said hope, would it be okay for somebody to come scream in my face because I'm a hater? Well, that's not true. Well, that's what you think is true because you're political about this. And so they're saying the red hat is now the white hood of the KKK.
Right.
It is just so out of whack from the standpoint of Donald Trump. You don't like him. And so anything that fits the narrative, you run with it. All the news outlets went and ran with all, you know, these haters. And the interesting aspect of all of it is that if they disagree with you and your thoughts, that must mean you're a hater. It's fascism. There is no free speech anymore. You can't stand on the corner with a red Make America Great Again hat without physical violence being threatened. That's fascism. That's shutting you down. And they say, well, we're just trying to stop the hate. You're the hater. You're the hater.
That's right.
What you need to do is stand respectfully and let me scream whatever I want at the corner peacefully. That's what we can do. Interesting, wherever, Singapore, I guess it was again, there was this corner, what was it called? The speaker's field or speaker's block or whatever, where you could go and say whatever you wanted in Singapore.
Oh,
after you got approval.
Oh.
So you had to go to the ministry, get approval for what you wanted to say in the speaker's corner.
And then did you only get like 20 minutes or something?
They had to approve your free speech.
Okay.
And here we've gotten to the point where they can't tolerate your hate, so they scream at you, that's fascism. If you can't allow me to say I think Donald Trump's done a great job in some of the aspects of the presidency, I'm a hater. I'm a racist. I'm a bigot. I'm supporting a sex fiend. It's stupid. It is out of hand. We have gone off the deep end on parts of the left. There's no doubt about it.
This article saying how the kids should be commended, not condemned. And what a shame this is. And all the build the wall and how it's become so hateful. And we're not getting anything done when it comes to immigration, obviously.
Well, you know, the president can go and tell the Democrats today. Let's open the government, give me the $5.7 billion for the wall, and then we'll begin immediate discussions on how to trim back the Second Amendment. We will work on background checks, and let's work on gun laws. The Democrats would say no. Okay, we're going to ban guns. We're just banning guns. Democrats would say no. They will not, under any circumstance, let him build anything, because then that'll be perceived as a win. And they can't have that ahead of 2020. So, and of course, the Democrats are going, okay, he's holding the country hostage. It's dizzying. And most all Americans, I'm going to stand by the 97%, can't really stand there and go issue for issue. They can't. Who could? All you do is you hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know you can't like Trump because you're going to get blasted for it.
That's right.
What kind of thing is that? If you can't say, you know, I think he's doing a pretty good job without getting excoriated, where do we live? I mean, what is that? That's not reasonable. Oh, he's a hater. Who determined that? It used to be you could say what you wanted and you listened to me, and then I listened to you. It's out of hand.
Okay. One of the chaperones saying a student asked if they could demonstrate some school spirit to counteract the hateful things that were being shouted at our group.
They were doing the cheers that they had memorized about their Covington High School.
Right.
And they were doing these cheers
to drown out the Hebrew Israelites that were gathering in large numbers.
The Hebrew Israelites are saying unbelievable things.
I'm reading.
It's horrible.
It is.
And we're supposed to say, well, that's because they're trying to stop hate. Oh, my gosh. Do you know how that sounds? You're crazy. You're out of hand.
Right.
359-2255. What do you think? Am I a little bit topside and leaving?
Welcome back, Stevie J.
Is it wrong to say that most people don't have any idea about the facts because we're living our life? We're depending on journalism to bring us the facts because I'm busy, so I'll catch your news. We can't depend on that right now because we're so biased. And you can say, well, we got, you know, people that have a point of view. We're supposed to report the news. I can give you a newscast. I say, wait a minute, you can't say that. Yes. That's subjective.
Yes.
You need to give me the facts. Let me determine based on a whole bunch of sources. Don't stick with one. I go to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255, 359-2255, 730.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at Grasshopper.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. For the first time since the partial government shutdown started 33 days ago, the Senate has scheduled votes to end it tomorrow. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
"The opportunity to end all this is staring us right in the face."
The Republicans' plan includes border wall money, temporary protection for some people here illegally, and more limits on asylum. The Democrats would reopen the government for about 2 weeks to negotiate on immigration.
If you're looking for a way to open up the government, this is the way.
Either bill needs 60 votes to pass. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg says that he's exploring a run for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, putting out a video this morning.
"We can't look for greatness in the past. Right now, our country needs a fresh start."
He's 37 years old, gay, married, a Naval Reserve lieutenant who served in Afghanistan from South Bend. He was elected mayor 7 years ago. He's a Rhodes Scholar who went to Harvard. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 20-year-old male was critically hurt in a shooting on Monday. Police responded to the 2000 block of North Market Street on Monday evening and learned the man had been shot. There is no suspect information, but police say the shooting was the result of a verbal argument. Police ask anyone who may have information or who was in the area at the time of the shooting to contact police at 217-351-4545. FedEx is going to offer a voluntary buyout program for its U.S. employees. The company will spend up to $575 million on the buyouts. The employees who take them will get 4 weeks of pay and health care coverage for every year of employment for a maximum of 2 years. FedEx is taking other steps to cut costs. They'll also limit hiring, cut discretionary spending, and reduce international network capacity. The buyouts will save FedEx up to $275 million in fiscal 2020. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Korosik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJAYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
You use your phone to send pictures. You use your phone to video chat. Now you can use your phone to get a moving estimate. Two Men in a Truck appreciates how current technology can make it easy to schedule your next move. Share your panoramic pictures. Accurate estimate. Video tour your belongings. Accurate estimate. No stress, no inconvenience. Just an accurate moving estimate. Just visit TwoMenChampagne.com to get started.
The tradition lives on at the Illini Inn, located in the heart of Campustown. Since 1970, thousands have frequented the inn, and the tradition lives on in a fully renovated space. Yes, the famous Mug Club still around. Stop by, join today. You might just be member 100,000. Yep, there's that many that have joined the club. You should join today. Stop by the Illini Inn for lunch or dinner. They offer daily food and drink specials, including salad, wings, pizza, and more. The Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition. Find them at 901 South 4th Street, at theIlliniInn.com, or search the Illini Inn on Facebook.
Yeah, I've been to the Illini Inn. Very, very nice.
Yes.
Really nice remodel.
And the Mug Club. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Judah Christian School, private ACSI-accredited interdenominational Christian school with a 30-plus year history in the Champaign-Urbana community. Their challenging curriculum, gifted teachers, and engaging classroom atmosphere creates a special space that inspires a transforming action of learning to over 500 students ages 3 through high school. Come and meet, visit, come and see, visit, okay, pre-read, copy, always. Visit Judah Christian School Kindergarten Information Meeting coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. For additional information or to schedule a school tour, visit judah.org or contact Director of Admissions 217-359-1701. Academically excellent, Christ-centered Judah Christian School, 908 North Prospect Avenue in Champaign, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. If you want to get information, 217-359-1701. Check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Some light rain and fog in our area now, and quite a lot of it, actually. Visibility down to a half mile in some areas. High 39. We're at 38 now. Temperatures dropping down to 16 by tonight. 26 the high tomorrow. Cloudy and blustery. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Down to 3 below zero on Thursday night. 12 the high on Friday. Starting out Sunday, sunny. And then a 40% chance of snow. 7 are low on Friday night. Up to 18, partly cloudy Saturday. Then another 30% chance of precip. 38 now on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, talking about being shouted down, not being allowed to wear a Donald Trump shirt or a Make America Great Again hat. A few texters have come in, 359-2255.
Yes, most of them agreeing with you, saying you are on point. You know, thank you for speaking up. I can't even wear my Make America Great Again hat in public for fear me and my son will have violence against us, says a 217 texter. Jim is saying you are definitely 100% correct, Stevie. And then Angela chimed in and said, I'd like to talk about this.
Okay, Angela, so I don't remember a time when we couldn't disagree without fear of getting, you know, a pop at a fast food thing thrown in our face, which has happened, guy taking a hat, being screamed at. Is this the first for you, too?
Yeah, I'm sitting here listening to you this morning. Normally, I text in, but I'm driving, and I'm like, the more you're talking about it and the more you're saying, the more angry I get because... I mean, last time I checked, this was a free country, and I mean, if I want to wear my Make America Great hat on or a shirt, I'm going to. I mean, I'm not going to be in fear or let people use fear-mongering tactics to, you know, further their agenda. And that's pretty much what people are doing since the video, why the public only kind of got one side of that story, and the people use fear-mongering tactics to, you know, all say these people are starting this, and, you know, it's a mess.
Yeah, and these kids at the March for Life, again, the clip that was shown that went viral fit the narrative of the haters and the racist and the bigots and all the bad words. So all the media, and that's what's the worst part about it, the media rushed to judgment. The media is supposed to confirm things. The media is supposed to say, whoa, 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 let's make sure this is the whole story. You're supposed to tell me the story before taking something that fits your narrative and then blasting and hurting these kids for a very long time and getting the crazies to call with death threats. I mean, if it reversed and happened on the other side, people would, then the whole media would go crazy on that. It's just, it's so unfair.
It is. As human beings, we actually should be ashamed of ourselves because we elected this man because we wanted change, because we were tired of the same rhetoric and garbage we were being fed because we were not being put first. And nobody, and I mean nobody, should be made to feel bad because they support whoever they choose to support. Yeah. You know, that's why it's a free country.
No, I agree. Hey, Angela, thanks. Really appreciate you listening. Hang in there. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. You bet. 7:39. Well, if somebody were in an Obama T-shirt and I went and screamed at them because somebody in my life had health insurance taken away when they went to the, and 5 million people lost their health care, mm-hmm. and that really hurt them, and I screamed at them with all kinds of vitriol, would that be appropriate?
Not at all.
Okay. Why can't I wear, if I wore even a red...
Especially these young people. You don't taunt them with this disparaging and vulgar language that I'm reading about that was hurled at them. I had no idea this was going on in the background.
Everything...
I just see this, you know, white kid smirking and a Native American beating a drum. I didn't know.
They were over there to instigate an incident so
right.
they could blame the Make a Great America Great Again mm-hmm. caps. That's what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
And so,
kids
you know,
are waiting for their bus.
It's this thing has gone nuts, and it's happened because the far, far left has been given too much power. If you're somebody that suggests that it is immoral to be rich, then you're talking about a shift in our political foundation, our country's makeup of people that go out and be successful as they want to be. That's a lean towards socialism in picking and choosing winners. And, you know, to walk around with a chip on your shoulder because you've been treated unfairly, or the thing that makes America or I thought made America fantastic was it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. We have made great strides in that, but it continues to be illustrated and promoted that I'm this race or I'm this race and I'm being persecuted. I'm being discriminated against. It is constant. I don't care. You come to America, you can be anything. That's the incredible nature of what we've done for 240 years.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, can we keep it going? Having just come from Asia, they've been at it for thousands of years. We're a baby. Whether this will last or not is not a given. I am firmly in the camp that I don't know if this is going to last for the generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're goofing it up
yep.
with ridiculous things.
There are people in my circle talking about, do you think there'll be civil war in America? It is so polarizing in politics right now.
You just have to, you know, get back to the basics of ground rules. I am allowed to support who I want, and I can do it peacefully, and you can't hurt me. You can't threaten me. You can't scream at me. They say I can because we don't allow hate. Hate is not allowed. We must tamp down hate. You are a hater. You're KKK. That's what they do.
I know.
It's wrong.
And that's what's grabbing the headlines because that's what people are attracted to and want to watch.
Well, the temperature has been dialed up to a point of danger. It's getting too hot. And the information being dispelled is not accurate. And if 97% don't know what's going on, they're going to follow like lemmings. Because they don't want to go against grain and get you know, castigated for mm-hmm. daring to say that mm-hmm. the best unemployment ever in the history of our country for unemployment rates for Hispanics and African Americans is under Trump. You can't go there. You just can't possibly say anything positive or you're just an idiot. What kind of idiot supports Donald Trump? I mean, it is so nuts.
Andy texted in to 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5. Want to try to test the limits of free speech tolerance? Try to take a stroll down the quad wearing a MAGA hat or a chief shirt.
And there won't be very many that would do anything, but the others that would look around and see somebody doing something could join in. The radical are the ones that are putting us here on edge because you've got to be able to tolerate opposing views.
Adam says, apparently some bigwig lawyer is going to represent all those kids and take down everyone who slandered them for libel.
Well, they're gonna try and have them, you know, take them back or whatever. I saw the guy on TV. We'll see. 359-2255, give me your thoughts. Love to hear from you. I think it's getting to a very dangerous point. And Adam, whoever texted in, walked down our quad at the University of Illinois with a red Trump shirt or a red cap, and see what happens.
Or chief, he said, too.
Well, the chief is a whole nother. We've been talking about that for 30 years.
Yeah. And Chris just texted in real quick. They know they can't convince us with facts, so they try to shame us into submission.
Well, and the real troubling part is that there's a whole lot of the coverage of all of this that's going along with it.
Mm-hmm.
It is, if you took a true blue down-the-line journalist... I think Cheryl Atkinson is one of the best journalists today, but she got booted from CBS, so she had to go kind of independent.
Right.
That's somebody that's going to pound on you regardless of red or blue. It doesn't matter. You're talking about reporting. When we lose that in this country will not work without the watchdog. The free speech, number one, free speech. But if we're going along with the game plan, I got to have the information. People are too busy. That was the whole point of having checks and balances. Mm-hmm. The reporters and the journalists play a critical role in this.
We've got to have the neutral truth and not opinion.
Okay, 745, love to hear what you think. 359-2255, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Go over there and talk to Ben Quattrone about something good with the CRV. Craig told me yesterday there is a fantastic deal on CRVs, which is what I drive.
Nice.
So I might
those
have
are
to,
good-looking cars.
Well, they just got it
and
all.
And they sit up off of the
sit
road.
Sit up high,
I like that.
Ride great. They're fantastic. Honda's a great vehicle. We saw it everywhere in Asia. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, service before, during, and after the sale. That's why they're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. Check them out off of Neil at Burwash and Savoy, drivechampagne.com, and say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive Smart Flex technology, our frameless beam-designed Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, will have a limited amount of the Flying Illini bobbleheads with the 30th anniversary collector's boxes for sale. The bobbleheads are being released one at a time at Illinois men's basketball games, and if you can't make it to the games, you can buy them in stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Get all five bobbleheads at the stadium on February 5th as Game Day Spirit sponsors this year's Orange Out game. Spice up your Illini wardrobe with a brand new orange shirt and wear it when Illinois plays Michigan State. Get your gear at game day and go Illini.
And you know what I would say as we're getting dramatic here and saying profound things? I'd say social media is a net loss.
Oh, yeah.
It is a net loss big time, and it's made some people rich and it's made a lot of money for people and influencers and all these other things. But overall, Twitter's a bad thing.
Yeah, it's totally opinion. That's what it was designed to get a person's opinion out in 120 characters or less.
Well, a lot of careers have been ruined because in emotion,
right.
They push send.
It's not the actual facts.
Here we go with, and people get all their news on their phone now.
Ugh.
Here you go with your sports headline.
So, Junior Alex Kovikovic, the Big Ten Athlete of the Week for tennis, going 4-2 in Atlanta over the weekend. Congratulations to our junior tennis player, Alex. Northwestern beat Indiana in basketball yesterday in Big Ten action, 73-66. Number 5, Michigan over Minnesota, 59-57. Purdue and Ohio State tonight at 8 o'clock, as well as on the Big Ten Network, our Illini taking on Wisconsin. So go Illini. Let's beat those Badgers. We haven't done so since January 2, 2011.
Wow, it's amazing.
NBA.
In the whole decade we haven't beaten Wisconsin?
I know.
That's just flat out embarrassing.
Coaches versus cancer effort this week. Suits and sneakers is what we'll see. That program began in 93 with the American Cancer Society and National Association of Basketball Coaches, raising over $115 million since then. And it looks like Coach Brad Underwood will host a fundraising effort on April 16th. 16th at Gordyville with a dinner and auction. That should be fun. Chicago Bulls and Atlanta will be going at it tonight. Pacers and Raptors also on the courts. NHL action will have the St. Louis Blues and Anaheim Ducks. Blackhawks beat the New York Islanders 3-2 in a shootout yesterday. That's Essentially Sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Don't get caught off guard this winter at work. Call CMI, Bloomington Road, Champaign to get your Superior Snow and Ice Melt. Stock up for the snow. Probably going to get some more, don't you think? Shop Betsy and Brad Parks local. They're great. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, CMI, locally owned, female operated. CMIclean.com for all your snow and ice melt. 359-6262. 359-6262. Okay, 749, talking about information, accuracy, hate. What is hate? If you determine it's hate, is it okay to come after me? violent, do whatever you want.
And Tim is saying, what do we do about the media who's rushed to report this? This incident happens to be reported frequently. How do we fix this? These are private companies, are they not?
Well, and how do we change the current atmosphere? How do we dial down? How do we get reasonable? The problem is, there is a faction now that is growing more and more influence on the left that is not reasonable. It's just nuts.
They're grabbing the headlines.
Well, they're grabbing headlines and they're gaining influence. You don't think Nancy Pelosi's afraid of the left? Remember when they were screaming at her at that immigration thing? And
that's right.
They were screaming at the...
I think she stood there 20 minutes.
It was embarrassing. And the only time in my life I felt sorry for her.
Right.
Anyway, it's crazy. Text in if you like, 10 before 8 o'clock. It's my buddy Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Did you have to take shots to get back in the U.S. or something?
No.
It's gone a long time.
It's gone a long time, and we did not have any vaccines or necessary shots to go to Asia.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
No.
Okay.
No, all good.
That's good. Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back. I was over in Japan. A whole lot of your product made in Japan, right?
We do sell products that Sony builds, and most of those are made, at least the engines that go in those things are made in Japan, and a lot of them are assembled in North America.
Okay, and I was in South Korea. Well, that probably also makes a lot
of sense. Well, yeah, there you got LG and Samsung.
They're
the biggest gorillas in this jungle.
I saw an ad in one of the airports that showed a new washing machine. I have to check with Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, but it could do two loads in one thing. You put two big loads in it, does it same time.
Oh, wow.
Does it dry it, too?
Probably. And they have one where you actually hang it up, and it kind of steams it and gets all the wrinkles out. It's crazy.
I was pretty amazed when I first saw the first washer that actually was a dryer, too. That was
that's amazing. What do you got?
Well, we got TVs, and we got one thing that America does agree on, and I don't care that the teams that are going to be playing in this game are as far away as they can get. You got L.A. and England.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of Tom Brady.
You know what, though? This is an interesting sports fact since we're ESPN. It's the first time ever in the history of our sports where we've had the same two opponents in the World Series and the Super Bowl.
I didn't know that.
L.A. and Boston, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I'm going to be like everybody else on that Sunday, Feb 3. I'm going to be on my couch in front of a big TV with a big sound system and watching the game, even though I can't stand Tom Brady. So we've got TV deals, and I'm getting an email together for our blast list. Mm-hmm. If you want to get on it, you can go to gvibes.com and sign up for the mailing list. The lowest prices we've had on the OLED TVs, the lowest prices on the Sony XBRs of the year, even lower than the Thanksgiving weekend, in some cases, anyhow, by as much as $100 lower. These are the greatest looking TVs. We're not talking about the little 40-inch type. We're talking about the bigger ones, 55 up to 75 and 85, and soundbars to go with them, and free delivery and free setup within. Yeah, so, and we do have the warranty service department that nobody else has.
Nobody else has. Yeah, you can fix stuff. Here's a question. On the cruise ship, they had like a 60-foot television on the deck by the pool. Why did it look so great in the bright sunshine? It was unbelievable.
Oh, because they spent lots and lots and lots of money on it.
Was it OLED?
No, it's they're very bright LEDs. Wow. Individual pixels are the, you know, like this thing in the stadium. Those are all LEDs that light up.
Okay, so they can hold even if it's sunny. Because it was bright sunshine, people with sunglasses. I said, how can they see the screen? It was perfect. It was amazing. And it looked like it was a whole bunch of different little sections making one massive screen or something. Anyway, I thought of you, actually. Steve will know that answer.
We don't sell 60-foot TVs.
Okay. Just
6 feet, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, my friend, how do people find you for a Super Bowl television set that, oh, by the way, for a good solid week to 10 days, I thought the Super Bowl was on Monday night, February. Well, it is in Asia, but
right.
They kept promoting
right.
February 4th, and I kept saying, why would they put it on Monday night? Folks, get the facts before you start screaming.
Yeah. It's like that kid in the hat, you know, you need all the information.
Right.
Exactly right. Okay, my friend, how do they find you?
We are at gvibes.com on the web. We're at 1501 North Prospect in Champaign, or you could call me at 351-0909.
You're the man. Thank you.
Thanks, Stevie.
You bet. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World 2019 is here. No better time You know, they had the January 1st sale. They do it every year, Dick Van Dyke, on January 1 for 4 hours, and they're just lined out the door. Well, you missed that.
Nice.
But they still got great deals.
Mm-hmm.
The place to trust, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, family-owned and have been in business since 1977. So over 40 years of appliance experience, because all they do is appliances, they're really, really good. And they'll price match, but keep in mind, if you get this price, you take it in, they'll match it, but they're not going to give you the 10-year warranty.
Ah.
So if you want the 10-year deal, you might pay the $30 more, whatever it is. They offer discount pricing, quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more of the best. Low prices, best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. They treat you like royalty. Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is the place you'll want to visit when remodeling some rooms in your home. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. Check out the Champaign location south of I-74 on Neal Street or online appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and varied selection of delectables awaiting your appetite, like at Houlihan's Restaurant. It's an experience that will awaken your taste buds and make your senses sing with their gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes. Houlihan's, a great place to start your 9-day adventure in eating during Restaurant Week. Find out more at RestaurantWeek.com.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neal at Burwash and Savoy, online drivechampaign.com.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 4545. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Duncan with Special Olympics Illinois Region I, and I'm inviting you to the 2019 Law Enforcement Torch Run, Polar Plunge, and Donut Dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet. It's going to be Saturday, March 9th. Recruit your friends and family to be on your Polar Plunge team and raise donations for Special Olympics Illinois. With various donation levels, you could reach our incentives like our Polar Plunge hat, our Polar Plunge towel, watch, zip-up jacket, and more. Register today at PlungeIllinois.com.
All right. Rodney Carrington is a multi-talented comedian, actor, and writer who's recorded 8 major record label comedy albums selling over 3 million copies. And now he's coming to Champaign-Urbana.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets on sale now for Rodney Carrington Live, Thursday, February 28, Virginia Theater. You can buy tickets now at ESPNCU.com. Or... want to give him away now?
Sure, why not? You can text RC for Rodney Carrington.
Okay, he's a... I'd call him, at this point, I've listened to some PG-13.
Okay.
Stuff I probably can't quite play on the radio, mm-hmm. but not awful.
Right.
It's not FF, it's just...
Right.
Talking, he's got his tongue to twang, he's got the Oklahoma twang.
Yeah, he's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, sounds like him. So if you'd like a pair of tickets?
Sure.
All right. 359-2255 if you'd like to go to Rodney Carrington, February 28th, Virginia Theater. I love the Virginia. Rodney Carrington right now. Just text in RC if you are interested in going. Just text in 359-2255 RC. I'll get you a pair of tickets. Okay, got a break for the news. Come back with more. I got some more texts to get to here this morning on hate. What is hate? Should we be able to wear a T-shirt that goes against your political opinion? I think so. More of that coming up.
Earn money fast in the new year with the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul from UICCU, and we're kickstarting 2019 by giving you $250 to use how you'd like in 2019. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Visit uofiCreditUnion.org or stop into one of our branches to learn more. This is a limited-time offer. So what are you waiting for? Because $250 cash is waiting for you. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Start the year with more money in your pocket from the U of I Community Credit Union.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 p.m.